Terrell Pryor returned to a limited practice today with a hamstring injury and says he will be ready to go on Sunday against Cowboys. Said you can take that to the bank. Also, Corey Coleman upgraded to a full practice today. Coleman saying he does not expect to be rusty, should be ready to roll on Sunday. And Hugh Jackson very happy to have his star wide receiver back. Coleman will bring a much-needed vertical threat against a Dallas Cowboys team that has two injuries to starters in the secondary, as cornerback Morris Claiborne and safety Barry Church are not expected to go on Sunday. For the latest on your Browns, keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.
How excited are you for him to come back? I know we talked about it a little bit, but just what do you really think he can do for the offense in terms of opening some stuff up and making the plays?
I mean, we all know he's very explosive, you know, from the line of scrimmage and also when he gets the ball in his hand. So I know we're excited about that. And also excited, you know, that he's going to be able to open the field more, you know. And guys can't really just focus on one person, so exciting about that as well. And you know, it helps open up more opportunities for myself and Gary and other guys. So it's exciting.
Looks like a pretty good chance. He didn't name him yet, but it's a pretty good chance that Cody might be back in the starting lineup this week. What sort of development did you see in Cody throughout the season, and kind of what do you think, where he's headed?
I just think he's a poised player. I mean, I think he's very poised. He doesn't look at the rush, and it doesn't scare him, you know. So I think that's kind of what you want in a quarterback, a guy that's sitting there, know that he's going to get hit and deliver the ball.
Hey, Terrell, do you know Dez Bryant at all? Is he one of the guys you kind of study at all?
I didn't really watch him. I didn't watch him, but he's a great player. Great player.
Still watch other quarterbacks like that, and if so, what do you think of how Dak is playing this year?
I think he's another guy that's a poised player. You know, he has a lot of help, a lot of players. You know, his defense been playing well. He has Ezekiel Elliott, arguably one of the best backs playing right now. So, and obviously he has a couple guys outside to throw to. So, he has some help, but he's making plays, and he made that overtime play. So. And he can move too. He can run. So that's something we're going to have to keep our eyes on and watch that as well. And he's a good player. He's got to be. You know, he can beat you with his legs, and you always got to fear that and know where he's at.
Did you know Zeke when he was with Ohio State?
No.
And then what stood out about him since he's been with the Cowboys?
I don't know. I just hear from, you know, what he's doing, and he's leading. I think he's leading the league. So yeah. I mean, that speaks for itself, I think.
What makes Dallas' defense so tough?
I think they're sound. They're sound defense. Good linebacker, Sean Lee. They're gonna miss those two guys that are out though. Claiborne is he's a decent player, and Church. He's like the heart of back there. So they're gonna miss those two guys. So I'd like to see how they're gonna play us when we get there. It may be the same, and it is what it is. Whatever they're gonna play, we'll be ready. But. They're going to miss those two guys.